With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Now, for the Taurus ascendant, in the first house, we have Rajas and Artha, meaning these people, right from the time they are young, they will start thinking in terms of the how, recognizing resources and abilities. What resources do I have? What kind of resources do I have? They're investigating resources all the time. Because number two, Taurus falls in the first house. This is where the mind is driven. And so how do their paths evolve? In the house number two, they have Rajas and Kama, meaning their desires. And the Rajas meaning it's a moving energy throughout life. So they want to keep moving and discovering with their Mercury and Venus skills, the what. They have to answer the what. Discovery of skills, desires, and communications begins in the second house for them. So they begin very early in life with their family. Second house is for the immediate family. And even after marriage, their self-made family. In the third house for the Taurus ascendant, you get Sattva and Moksha. That's the first point of liberation for them. The first point, the first for what, is answered with connecting with their heart. So the Taurus ascendant people need to connect with their heart in terms of recognizing their ability and skills, which ironically is also this what they are beginning with. So if the Taurus ascendant people want to progress in life, they need to start answering the how and for what purposes very strongly in their life, the first house and the third house, because that's what connects them and gives them drive for the rest of their life. In the fourth house, the Taurus ascendant has Sattva and Dharma. This is where they get Sattvic. They want to talk about concepts and they want to know why I'm doing this. So the questions, the why and the how, are answered by the Taurus ascendants using creative intelligence and education, which in this case falls in their fourth house. So they need to answer and get very creative and very intelligent implementation of whatever they are into at their home front very early in life. So if you have a Taurus ascendant child, you can encourage them to start doing this at home a lot. Start getting creative about your creative talents. In the fifth house, the Taurian ascendants have Tamas and Artha, meaning this is where they ask and answer the questions, the what and the where. That means they are looking for work, routines for self. So for Taurus ascendants, education pretty much is about work and routines for self, because this is the fifth house. But Virgo is falling in the fifth house, so they are looking for grounding. The first point of grounding for the Taurus ascendants is in their education. Remember, there is no tamas anywhere here. That means the first time they ground anything is when they start having the mainstream education in whatever field. And it begins with work and routines. They need to get really routine about some things rather than just asking the questions and discovering stuff. Okay? In the sixth house, they have Rajas and Kama, meaning they have a lot of desires. And this desires is the who. Fulfilling need for connection, but it's coming in the sixth house. So they are looking for partnerships and connections at work. So when they start working, these people could do really well with good connections and partnerships, because this is the basic energy of that house. It is looking for connection and companion. In this case, it is not more of a sense of spouse, since sixth house stands for daily work. So this connection will be of a business partnership, if they are into business. In the seventh house is Tamas and Moksha, the second for what. The first for what is being fulfilled in the third house for them. In the seventh house for Taurus ascendants, we have Tamas and Moksha. That means for what? Finding the core desires. If they want to learn of core desires, the Taurus ascendant should check with their spouse, with their love interest. They have some secret lying there that will be very useful if they connect deeper with their spouse, with their love interest. This is very crucial for Taurus to prosper, because this is the second of the moksha they are discovering here. First, they will discover within themselves. Second, they will discover it in their spouse. In the 8th house, Taurus ascendant has Sattva and Dharma, where they are asking the question, the what, the where and the who. This is Sagittarius falling in the 8th house. So in this case, they ask the questions, the what and the where and the who of life, of what it means, this result of this marriage. If they have investigated the result of why they went into the marriage in the first place, then they will get to this place very nicely. Seeking higher meaning, seeking philosophical approach to life, to wisdom, they are gained in the 8th house for the Taurus people. In the 9th house, they have Rajas and Artha, meaning they ask the questions here, the how, the what and the where. This is the Capricorn sign. So they're talking about career, job, business. So for Taurus ascendants, since it falls in the 9th house, they would be better off at asking higher wisdom and philosophy as a job, as a mainstream career, because the career house is falling in the 9th place. So typically this will be a good place for Taurus to work, foreign countries, 9th house is foreign lands, worldview, and those kind of things. In the 10th house, they have Aquarius falling in, 11th, which is Sattva and Kama, the realization of desires, the second higher aspect of Kama is being fulfilled here. The first one was in their workplace with the business partner. So that has evolved now into the career itself. So Taurus people need to look at their 6th house and their 10th house, because this is the graduation of desire, graduation of the work companion that they sought here in the 6th house, and now they are working with that person. So this will give them fulfillment in earth, this will give them gains and connections. That's the 10th house. In the 11th house for Taurus ascendants, Tamas and Moksha, which means the why me factor. Why me? That will be answered if they participate with the community, because 11th house stands for community gains. And they are seeking moksha over there, meaning a Taurus person's greatest liberation will come from participation in social media, finding friends and connections and deeper meanings there. In the 12th house, they have Aries, Rajas and Dharma. The why did they need to do all of this stuff in their life will be answered finally in the spiritual house, the 12th house, as the why. The fundamental why, need to find path, purpose and direction of the self, is answered for them through spiritual seeking. Okay, keep watching for the remaining ascendants.